The scripture reading this morning is from James 5, 7 through 10. This is from the New International Version. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the word. Excuse me, in the name of the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Yeah, be patient, says James. One of the things that we don't like to hear, we don't like to wait. There's probably nobody within the sound of my voice who particularly likes to wait. We get annoyed when we have to wait in a line at the grocery store, when we have to wait in traffic because there's a long light or there's some kind of an incident. Or when we're at the doctor's office and we have to wait because there's been an emergency that took precedence over us. Or when we're trying to transact some business on the phone and we're put on hold and we have to wait for somebody to pick up the phone. I tend to yell at the phone in those circumstances. Sometimes it works. Or we might be sick and we're waiting to get well. We don't like any of that waiting. And we've probably all heard or said that we should never pray for patience. James is talking about patience. Be patient, he says. And the saying goes that you should not pray for patience because if you pray for patience, your patience will be tried. It will be tested. And you will find yourself waiting and practicing patience. Actually, it doesn't matter whether we pray for patience or not. Our patience is going to be tested. We are going to find ourselves waiting. It's part of life. And so we had best come to terms with it. It is an Advent theme. The idea of hope is looking forward, is waiting. We hear about preparing a way and waiting for the one to come. And we're constantly reminded in Scripture about waiting. Wait on the Lord. Jesus tells us frequently to wait. We read in Psalm 130, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits more than watchman for the morning. More than watchman for the morning. My soul waits for the Lord. And Jesus reminds us to watch, to stay awake, to be alert, to pay attention, to wait. And the prophets are referred to here in the 10th chapter of, or the 10th verse of this chapter of James, James 5, as an example of suffering and patience. Take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. And the prophets were always waiting. They were always looking for something to come. And in the prophets, that time of waiting was an opportunity for things to be different. The prophets foretold what would happen if things didn't change. So that time of waiting is filled with a sense of urgency, and it's not doing nothing. I think the thing we dislike the most about waiting is that when we are stuck with nothing to do. You're standing in line waiting, and you may be in a hurry. You want to get your groceries, you want to get home, you want to fix dinner, but instead you're waiting in line and you have to wait until it's your turn, and there's really not much you can do about it. You can look at the candy at the checkout counter and decide that you really don't need all those calories, much as you may like Reese's Cups. And you can look at the silly headlines or the not-so-silly headlines or whatever on the magazines, and that takes a few minutes, and then you're still waiting, especially this time of year. But waiting has its own timing, its own sense of importance. It doesn't mean to do nothing. God doesn't say, do nothing. Jesus doesn't say, do nothing. Jesus says, pay attention. Keep awake. Have you ever been waiting for something that you really urgently desired and allowed yourself to get distracted and missed it? I used to fly quite a bit. I used to fly Southwest quite a bit. And I would go back and forth. And with Southwest, you would get online 24 hours to the second before your flight was supposed to take off. And then you could check in. And if you were really lucky, you would get a good spot for checking in because there were no assigned seats. And there were three boarding groups and or four or whatever. And there were numbers in the boarding groups. And the lower your number and the closer to the beginning of the alphabet you were, the more choice you would have when you got on the plane. And once in my life, I was right there and I sent in my check-in and I got A1. I was going to be the first person in line to get on that plane. I was flying out of Albuquerque, probably to North Carolina. And so I was there on time, plenty of time that I could get to the gate. I could be there. And on the way in, because I was in Albuquerque, I ran into people I knew. And I sat down and started talking to them. Next thing I knew, I had missed the whole A group. I missed it. I got on the plane, so that's the main thing. But if you allow yourself to get distracted, instead of being productive with the time, you might find yourself missing whatever it is you're waiting for. In this particular season, when we think about waiting, we're thinking particularly about Mary, this young woman who gets a strange angelic message and says, this is going to happen to you, and she believes it, and she accepts the responsibility, and here she is, she's waiting. She is not doing nothing. Now, for one thing, she has to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem, which, you know, at an advanced stage of pregnancy is definitely not doing nothing. Let me tell you from experience that a pregnant woman is always doing something. You gotta wait. You can't hurry up the birth. But how you wait is really important. What you do when you wait. If you are pregnant, it matters what you do, what you eat, how much you rest, where you put yourself. It matters. It makes a difference. Big difference to the outcome. Waiting is active. It is not passive. It is not nothing. When we wait, there are things we can do to maybe not bring the thing that we're waiting any closer. No matter what we do, the 25th of December is going to come right after the 24th. And there's going to be 24 hours in each of those days, even if they seem like they're longer or shorter or whatever. But what we do matters. What we do as far as getting together with family and friends and preparing food and giving gifts and preparing ourselves emotionally and spiritually for the celebration to come. How we wait matters. And James gives us some advice. He starts out by saying, be patient. So we are to wait patiently. Then he goes on to say, Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Strengthen your hearts. And the word that comes to mind is encourage. The word courage, you may or may not know, comes from the word for heart. And so encourage means to put in heart, to put heart in yourself. Strengthen your hearts. Put more heart in everything you do. And then he says, beloved, do not grumble. So back to waiting in that grocery store line, back to the silence of the car when we're waiting and waiting for the stalled car to move, for the traffic light to change, and we say things in the silence of the car that we might not say outside that. He says, don't do that. Don't grumble. Maybe one of the things we can do is pray. Lord, I hope that accident in front of me, I pray that those people are okay. Maybe we can think about, I am glad that I am not in the accident. I'm just sitting here behind it. But I'm healthy, I'm well, I'm unhurt, and my car still runs. There's gratitude. Sometimes that's all we can do because we're stuck. But he says, don't grumble. And take the example of the prophets who spoke, who offered options. We always have options. We can wait well, or we can wait not so well. But if something is worth waiting for, whatever it may be, if it's worth waiting for, then it's worth waiting well, with patience, with gratitude, with prayer and preparation, and with attention to what is around us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.